Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Food for Thought here on Siouxland Public Media. I am your host, Adrian Colbeau, and today we have Nick Gengler with the 5th annual Steins and Vines on the program.
Hi, Adrian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on the program. Steins and Vines, one of the premier events featuring beer and wine every year in Siouxland, coming back tomorrow, Saturday, the 16th. And it's at a new location this year.
That's correct. We actually moved it this year over to the Tyson Event Center. We took the entire arena floor, and we are moving forward with Steins and Vines, and this we're hoping is going to be the best year yet.
For sure. Well, there's a lot of other beer festivals that are operating out of arenas, right? There's the Ralston Beer Fest. I think they have an extreme one, and they have a normal one. I've been to the Extreme Festival, and it works actually really well to operate out of arenas. What are the differences from last year, previous years at the Convention Center to this year?
Sure. So obviously with the Convention Center, you had a little bit of congestion, things of that sort. We've really laid out the arena floor to make it nice and easy for people to be able to get by and be able to visit with the booths and visit with the distributors and the beer and wine vendors that are going to be there. So they can learn more about the beer and right. Have the time to sit there and do that.
And ultimately, that's kind of what the goal of these festivals is to obviously raise some money for good causes, but at the same time to put beer and wine enthusiasts in front of the distributors and in front of the knowledgeable people.
Absolutely. There's so much knowledge and so many things that go into these craft beers and these specialty wines that are out there. First and foremost, we just want to make sure that people are aware that we have them right here in Sioux City and the surrounding area. But more importantly, we want them to be able to talk and be able to learn more about what's going on at these different breweries and wineries.
And locally, we've got two functioning breweries. We've got one full brewery, which is Jackson Street, which is one best brewery in previous years. We've got Brew City, which is a brew pub. And then coming on board this year at Steins and Vines, Brew City will be featuring some products at Steins and Vines this year.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, and that's their first year of doing that.
That is correct, yes.
Cool. So they're moving forward. And then we also have this year Keg Creek.
Keg Creek, yes.
Okay.
And Keg Creek comes out of Glenwood, Iowa, and they've been a sponsor for the last few years, or a vendor with us, and they bring their own unique style as well, and it's just fun to be able to sit down, listen to what they have to say. I don't know if there's anybody more passionate about beer than a brewery and a brewery owner or worker.
Yeah, so. you really have to love a product to get down and dirty with beer. Definitely know that from interviewing Dave with Jackson Street. He just has a passion for beer that's almost unmatched. Okay, so we got Brew City, Jackson Street Brewery, Keg Creek. Those are some of the local faves. What else? Who else is coming to the festival tomorrow?
So let me go ahead and kind of break down some of our wineries that we're going to have. Some of our Iowa wineries, we're going to have Broken Kettle Wine Cellars, Grandma's Fruit Juice Winery, Soldier Creek Winery, Sugar Clay Winery, Tucker Hill Winery, and Little Swan Lake Winery as well. And they're all going to bring their different flavors and their different brands of wine in. So if you're not a beer fan, but you love wine, we have it for you too. Stop out and see us.
Cool. That's the vines part of it.
That is the vines part.
So plenty of wine tasting. And these are, for those that don't know how these festivals work, tell our audience about how the festival is going to operate from, buying a ticket to entry into the fest.
Absolutely. So you can go out to our ticket sponsors yet today. We have Bar Louie, Clyde's Bar and Grill, Old Chicago, Downtown Liquor, and Cork It. In Lamar's, and you can purchase a ticket today for $25.
So today, today's the final day for that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then tomorrow we will have a limited number of tickets at the box office at the Tyson Event Center. So you just walk right up to the window. You can buy your ticket there. It does cost $10 more tomorrow. So it goes up from $25 to $35. So if you're dead set, you're going to be there. Don't wait. Go out to one of these sponsors and get a ticket today. So what happens is at noon, we open up our doors to our VIP ticket holders, which, by the way, was awesome this year. Those tickets sold out in 3 days.
Wow.
And so we open the doors for them an hour early. Gives them more of a casual, relaxed opportunity to be able to walk around and listen in and talk more intimately with the breweries and the wineries and things of that sort. We also have light hors d'oeuvres that are going to be there for them from noon to one from Sneaky's Chicken. So there is a definite benefit of the VIP ticket versus the general admission ticket.
Some exclusivity there.
Absolutely, yes. And then at 1 p.m., we open the doors for general admission. That's when the masses run, right? you know, we're really excited this year. We've had a great turnout of people buying tickets. Mm-hmm. And they have till, everyone has till 4 p.m. to do their sampling and things of that sort. We do cut it off right at 4 p.m. So, you know, if you have a ticket and you want to sample quite a few different ones, get there early, because at 4 p.m. we do cut everybody off and we stop serving at that time.
Right. And there are over 200 varieties just of beer.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so there's for $25, if you buy today, there are over 200 varieties of beer that you can taste, and it's a 1 ounce pour of wine and a 2 ounce pour of beer.
That is correct, yes. So along with your ticket, and I apologize for this, Adrian, but along with your ticket, you also get a souvenir, I call it a growler glass, right? Mm-hmm. That you get to keep, take home with you. It's a glass. Has the Steins and Vines logo on it, and you just bring that around with you, and they just keep pouring for you.
I still have mine from last year, and I use it for drinking pilsners. It's kind of a nice tiny little sampling glass.
Absolutely,
it's really great. Okay, so the timeline: 12 p.m. VIP. Definitely, it's sold out right now, but I've done the VIP. It's awesome. It's just a little bit less hectic. And you're right, you get to spend a little bit more time with some of your favorite distributors and beer brands or wine brands. So you can buy tickets yet today for $25. Tomorrow you can buy them at the door. Tell us about some of your sponsors and where this money goes. For this event.
So our charity recipients this year, and by the way, I do want to point out that Steins and Vines over the last 4 years has donated right around $30,000 to local charities to help them out as well. This year, we have chosen the Cosmopolitan Club, who will be there again with the wonderful pretzel necklaces and their diabetes research and things like that they do. The Ronald McDonald House Charities as well will be a charity sponsor. And then the Knights of Columbus Games, this is the big deal, you know, everybody has to be tough, strong, and get out there with Hammerschlagen. They're also bringing the bags with them this year. All that money that you spend on those games goes to benefit the local Special Olympics. Hmm. And I've gotten word from the Knights of Columbus that this year we are going to have Mitchell in the house with the Knights of Columbus helping. So, and as many of you know, Mitchell is one of our local Special Olympics guys who he competes in deadlifting.
Yeah.
And he has really risen in the ranks, and I'm excited to try to take him on in Hammerschlagen, see if maybe I can win. I don't know.
Well, definitely seen him in the news recently, and so great to see that this money is going to a good cause. So for those that are not interested in necessarily just, you know, sampling all of the beer and wine, there's also going to be some other drinks there, right? There will be some seltzers and spritzes. Coffee will be there as well.
Yes. So we have two major coffee vendors coming in, Habitué out of Lamar's, and then we also have Stone Brew coming in out right here out of the dunes in Sioux City area. And then we also have energy drinks that we will have for sampling as well throughout there. So if you're not into the beer and wine, absolutely, go ahead and grab yourself some of those drinks.
And also some seminars.
Yeah.
Learning opportunities.
So at 2 p.m., we're going to have Chef Jennifer. Chef Jennifer is actually part of our wine sampling, right? So she is going to do a seminar on how to find the perfect pairing for any meal. Chef Jennifer is with Scout and Cellar and Dashing Dinner's personal chef. So she will put on the first seminar. And then at 3 p.m., we have beer styles discussion, a journey through the variety of beers. And Sam Doty from Old Chicago is going to put that on as well. And we're really excited for both of those seminars as well.
Okay. So not only some tastings going on, there's going to be games, a little bit of some fundraising activities there with the games and the necklaces, and then live music as well.
Live music. Yep. We will actually have Terry Brooks and friends back this year. He will be doing the live entertainment for us. We have the games for live entertainment, obviously, and I'm sure if you guys come with groups, some of your friends will end up being live entertainment too.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, cool. Is there anything else you want to talk about with the event this year? Anything else different? Parking is obviously a plenty there at the Tyson Event Center. Anything else you want to discuss?
Yeah, just real briefly, you know, with the Tyson Event Center, they safety is first and foremost there. We will have everybody have to go through metal detectors. So cell phones, keys, wallets, things like that will have to be taken out. There is a link out there for the Tyson Event Center where you can go out and learn exactly what you can bring in and what you can't. So to help keep the line moving smoothly, we ask, you know, anything that's not on that or that is on that list that you're not allowed to bring in, that you just leave that at home.
Yeah, definitely leave your small pocket knives in the car. My dad has talked about how he's almost lost his pocket knife a few different times there. But yeah, review those rules for the Tyson Event Center before you go. Again, 1 p.m. tomorrow, this event is kicking off for the general public. The VIP is already sold out, so we're not going to talk about that. Buy some tickets today at Clyde's, Downtown Liquor, Bar Louie, Old Chicago, and Cork It. For the 5th annual Steins and Vines, Nick, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. My name is Adrian. Tune in every Friday, a little bit after the news here, for another installment. If you have ideas for the show, feel free to email me at adriankolbo@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.